This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told senators on Tuesday pressure on Israel to improve humanitarian aid to Gaza appears to be working, but more must be done, and it remains to be seen if that improvement will keep going. The hearing was the first time lawmakers on both sides were able to question Pentagon leaders on the administration's Israel strategy following Tel Aviv's deadly strike on World Central Kitchen humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. 6 months into the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Israeli forces have not been able to eradicate U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas or free the remaining hostages, and some analysts say the war could escalate even further. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this week said that Israel has a date for an invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza. Israeli analysts say that even without an invasion of Rafah, the six-month-old war with Hamas is at a crossroads. Israel has also come under growing international criticism for the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The UN says more than a quarter of Gaza's population is on the verge of starvation. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights told the BBC that there is plausible evidence that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday said the U.S. was having an ongoing conversation with Israel about any Rafah operation.
Talking to them about alternative and, in our judgment, effective ways at solving a problem that needs to be solved, but doing it in a way that does not endanger the innocent.